Dear fellow Kenyans and all the listeners, all who are tuned to Citizen TV at this particular moment, being seated here, the few that we are, and them that are at home, we want to thank God for this hour, for this is the Father the Lord has brought us. This is a very unique Sunday morning, a very unique moment in our country, not only in Kenya, but regionally and globally. It's a morning of its own kind. And therefore, to them that are listening and ready to receive the word of the Almighty, within Kenya and beyond, let us remember there is God in heaven. He is the owner of the universe, and we belong to him. Therefore, we ought not to emphasize the issues that are there within our country, not only in Kenya, in Africa, and the whole world, in America, Europe, Asia, Australia, and Africa. And this is just a communication that this world has their owner. It's only that we have been given an opportunity to come and dwell. In the global arena, it's all about coronavirus, the pandemic which has really hastened the wound. And because of the lockdown, many things are not going the way they ought to go. We are also being tuned to social deconstruction. We are social being, and we desire to be together. And that is the essence of the fellowship. That's the essence of being together with other people. But because of this virus that has been communicated to us, and we can hear and we cannot engage ignorance, we are the way we are. And due to the lockdown, many things have changed. Learning has been shifted to online, that our daughters and our sons, they are no longer in the institution of learning, where they are supposed to be together with others because of the so-called the virus that we are talking about. Economy is really not performing. It's almost on the standstill due to the so-called the coronavirus. Political temperature even in our country has been ruined because now coronavirus has become like a kind of common denominator. The issue to do with the entertainment joints has been suspended. Being a Sunday, and the many places that we go for the worship, and those that also go for some entertainment, there is the regulations that has to be suspended. Mighty and powerful have been really tamed. We are all on equal footing, being it in America, being it in Australia, being it anywhere in the whole world. And the so-called the Public Health Act has been emphasized that we have to take care of one another and take care of each other. And therefore, brothers and sisters, wherever you are seated, being it in your sitting room, being it wherever you are, all this is coming to us and we can hear it. But we need to thank God and to appreciate the effort that has been put by the government, including yesterday, a national day for prayer, so that we may seek the divine intervention. Let us keep seeking for the divine intervention. Let us pray our part in stopping virus, because that is what we have been told by the expert, the medics, the WHO, and even our health ministry here. That is what we are being told and being called upon to do in order to control the spread of this virus. Let us all remember, and especially here I'm talking to the Christian, churches are not being closed. It's buildings that are being closed. You are the church wherever you are. Even be seated with the members of your family. Furthermore, the church starts with Jerusalem. The Lord God, in his own ways, find it worthy through the guidance that we have been given, that we have a moment not to come and crowned. And therefore, we thank God. When I look at St. Andrew's, usually on a Sunday, we have several services here. We are packed here. And I thank God because we are citizens who are bound to the rules of the land. And we thank God for the same. Therefore, let us continue to call upon the name of the Lord. Remember, there is God in heaven. Even the seven that we are being told, they are isolated in the hospital. They are being attended. They are confined there. We believe in God. They're going to get well in Jesus' name. We do not have any doubts. It's just a matter of time for the healing. Healing is a process. This morning, as we go through those moments of coronavirus and this pandemic that has come, I would like to share with you the whole question of the divine providence in the midst of crisis. Where is God when such issues take place? Divine providence, God's providence, God's presence, God's control when we are in this kind of a state that we are in. Let us remember, crisis is part of life. Crisis is part of life. And some may be global in nature. We keep talking about the tsunami. We talk about the earthquake. We keep talking about terrorism. And now currently, globally, we are being attacked by this virus. I don't know how big it is, but we can hear the language that is being spoken to us. There is a lot of that is written about the coronavirus. What it is and what it is not. I was meant to understand over 1.1 billion report has been released by people talking about the coronavirus. Other crises may be local, because even as we talk about the global challenges and the crisis that we have our own local challenges that are there. The issue of the cancer, the issue of the divorce, and even now that the economy has come to stand still, the aspect of being bankrupt, even death of the loved one. And we keep remembering the family of the seven that are confined in the hospital. But here is a big question. Is it possible to experience God's providence in the midst of the crisis? When we are going through all this, and we don't want to be ignorant, it is well communicated to us. We can read the literatures. Surely we can ask ourselves, is it possible to experience God's providence in the midst of the crisis? Remember one thing that brings us together. The earth is what we all have in common. Whether you are in America, whether you are in Europe or Asia, Australia, wherever you are, one common denominator is our planet Earth that brings us together. And this challenge that we are talking about is being communicated in our Earth, our planet. That's what we are hearing. When we talk about the crisis, can we experience God? Where is God in America? Where is God in Africa? Where is God in Australia when all this is taking place? The word crisis in Greek is spelled with the letter K, not with the C. And this one demonstrates the situation that has reached the critical phase. We look, things are critical. That we are all at home, seated there, being a Sunday morning. And you know the church keep encouraging people to come and worship with others. But now we are telling you, be seated at home. Behold, the church is not the building, the church is you. The whole question of the crucial state of affair. When we talk about the crisis, it's the whole question of the crucial state of the affair, whereby changes is likely to happen. It's a turning point, it's a decisive moment, and we cannot ignore. When we talk about the crisis, Corona is a crisis, not in waiting, it's already with us. Crisis may be expected or unexpected, and it can be triggered by the many events. And we thank God for the researchers in the medical world as they continue to research and to come up with a vaccine to do the same. Let us remember crises may be expected or unexpected. They come in form of disasters, destruction, and eventually, crisis can be fatal. It can bring the life to an end. And because in this world we have been called to take care, and we are the steward, our desire is to continue serving the Almighty. Crisis many a times causes the confusion and even sometimes speculations. Because everybody wants to attempt to say what coronavirus is. It creates confusion and speculations. And that's the state that we are in. In the midst of the crisis, it is easy to forget God's promises and the providence. We are human beings, and we are wired to talk the talk of the day. And many a times, we may get so lost in forwarding. In our WhatsApp, there is a lot of forwarding, and you wonder even what to read. And sometimes, we may be so engaged in the forwarding, what we have read from this corner, to a point of creating some confusion, and even forget about the promises of God that I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. And remember, those are beautiful ones the Lord God has given to us. Remember, in the midst of every difficulty, many a times like opportunity. Brothers and sisters, it's always not lost. We can hear it, we can read, we can internalize, and we can hear the information, we can process in our mind. But remember, even in the midst of crisis, brothers and sisters, children, and young and old, there are some opportunity. In our walk with the Lord, there will be time of crisis. We are not assured of a life that is free of challenges. In our walk, in our faith, there will be periods when our faith in God is tested. No matter who we are, there will be come a time in your life when the crisis will darken the view of your destination. You wonder what the life holds for us. And we are being called upon to speak the language of our destination. The challenges is very evident. And we can hear their people physically. They are confined. They are isolated because of the so-called the virus. And we can hear. And that's why I'm saying no matter who we are, that we are all literally tamed. We have a common denominator. There is no mighty or great person here. We are all at that level. Why God allow crisis, we may ask ourselves. In this world that he created, and he claimed the title, I'm the creator, sovereignty of the Almighty. Why God allow a crisis? That the life has almost come to stand still. We can hear what is happening in Italy. We can hear what is happening in other countries. And even the very country where this crisis was first found. The question is not whether you will face a crisis, but rather how we respond. Remember the prayer of Jesus Christ. They are in the world, but they are not of the world. It's not about the question whether you will face a crisis, brother and sister. It's rather how we respond. And here, men and women of faith, we are being rooked by others to tell them there is God in heaven. God of capital G, he is in heaven and he's still watching. Brethren, count it all joy when you face crisis. In the book of James, we are being told, count it. Is there anything good in evil? Is there any good in challenges that we go through? The Bible does not say if you face the crisis. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says when you face, meaning it is inevitable. It's not a matter if you face. The issue is when you face, how do we respond? We are in this country. We have 7 of our own citizens that are in the hospital. The issue is not if. The issue is when you face. When the challenges come on our side, how do we behave? Remember the church in an age of crisis. Where is the church in the age of the crisis? I'm telling you, if there is a time that we need to go to on our knees, so that the voice of the church may be heard. And the voice of the church is not the building. It's not about this building of St. Andrew's. It is you where you are seated. What message of faith as the viewer and listening to this televised Citizen TV and this service, what is your voice? What are you telling other people? In every crisis, doubt or confusion, take the higher path. The way we are wired as human beings, when the crisis occur or declared, many a times doubt and confusion is what takes the preeminence. The Lord God is calling upon us. A crisis is like a magnifying glass. When a crisis is declared, it's so much magnified. Coronavirus is so much magnified. Many a times that's the way we behave. Remember, one of the costs that we pay in 21st century is the whole question of anxiety and uncertainty. Are we certain? Remember in the book of Psalms 20 verse 7, some people may put their trust in chariots and horses, but remember, our trust is in the name of the Lord God. And that's where we are putting our trust. When we talk about the crisis, when it is written in Chinese, and we are being told this coronavirus was first found in China, somebody called John Kennedy, who was former president of the US, he said, when the word crisis is written in Chinese language, it composes two characters. One represents the danger. Whenever you hear the word crisis in Chinese language, it communicates the danger. At the same time, it communicates the opportunity. Where can you get the opportunity where there is danger? Unless we remain connected to the Almighty. Out of this coronavirus, what positive thing can we learn so far? Even as a country, Kenya, and we thank God for the hand of the state yesterday, calling upon all the religious people to come together. Where is the opportunity? You know, where there is unity, God commands the blessings. We may have been so busy doing other things, and the Lord God may release just a virus to bring us together. Brothers and sisters, where is our hope when the ground is sinking? Where is our hope when the pain is so great and we cannot understand where we are moving? Where is God's providence in the midst of the crisis? And we know that all things in the book of Romans 8:28, we know all things worketh for good to those who trust in the Lord. Even though we are going through it, the Lord God is calling upon us. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Let us keep calling upon the name of the Lord, encountering God in the midst of crisis. When we are all threatened, when the pain is too much, when the center is not holding, when nothing is adding up, when we feel like we are burdened, there is a big question. Where is our hope? Where can we turn to? The Lord God is calling upon us. Once we understand God created the world and everything in it, it is therefore reasonable. This world has the owner. Me and you, we came. Them that are in America came there. The Lord God brought them. When we understand He is the creator and the world has the owner, it is reasonable to remember He is there to preserve the world. He is there and He is involved in the creation each moment, and He intervenes. He governs. He gives the governance. And that's where we are running to. When we talk about God's providence, divine God's providence, it is God's governance, the care, and the relationship. We are not alone. We are part of His creation, His complete control of things, His sovereignty over the universe. Though through Him, we are being told He accomplished everything. God is in control, brothers and sisters. Even as we go through all these, we know humans have a free will and we can do anything that we want to do. But it's just a matter of time. Remember the soul. He could go around persecuting the church. At the same time, he was changed. That is the sovereignty of the Almighty God. We are looking forward for the turnaround. The Lord God is calling upon us. Seeking God in the crisis. Where are we? When the things look like they are not making sense, where are we? Remember, we have four categories of God's providence. And when we talk about God's providence, we are talking of his relationship with us. He never created the world and left it to the fate. He created the world and he is still in control. Even the evils during our time, he is there. Remember when you talk about the categories of God's providence, there is what we call the general providence. He governs and controls the entire universe. That is general. He is in America, he is in Africa, he is all over. God's special providence, he looks after the details of person's life. That's why he even told Jeremiah, I knew you even before you were born. He is concerned about our details. We are worrying, we are seated at home. We are not in a normal sentience of our lives. He is concerned our details. That is special. As he takes care of all the citizens, he is also taking care of you as an individual. Even them that are confined and isolated in Baghdadi, God is concerned about their details. When you talk about God's unconditional providence, that's not depend by what we do. That's not depend with the beneficiary. Many a times we go on astray, but God is still taking care upon us. We belong to him. We are part of his creation. Where is, even in him, remember we move, we live, and we find our being. There's nothing, even iota of your life, that is not known to you. God is not passive participant. He knows what is happening. Where he patrols, he controls. Where he guides, he provides. Where he inspects, he effects. And where he perceives, he performs. He can perceive the kind of ordeal that we are going through. God is in complete control. The universe as a whole belongs to him. Even the physical world. Remember the affair of the nations. Book of Psalms. The affairs of this nation, Kenya. In the state that we are in. He controls our human destiny. Even human success and the failure, he is there to look at it. His protection need not be over oversight. How can we partner with God during the crisis? And this is the state that we are in. As a nation, how can we partner with God? We're going to listen to the advisories from WHO. We're going to listen even to the Ministry of Health. But how can we partner with God? How do you see God when you are in the midst of crisis? Brothers and sisters, the issue is not whether you will face the crisis or not, rather, but how do we respond? Even as Kenyan, a community of faith, how can we respond? When you are in a crisis, your strongest possession is on your knees. We are being called upon. A lot has been said. And in the midst of the crisis, what should we do? Remember, blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah. Blessed is that nation. We thank God for the head of the state that yesterday had to call all the people to come together. And here we have a case to think about, because Bible is one big story. But we talk of one character this morning. Jehoshaphat provided a powerful example of how to pray in the midst. And that's where we have learned the Bible. This king of Judah provided a good example when you're in the midst of the crisis. Prayer is the Christian greatest weapon. Well put by Bill Graham. Prayer, not any other. Recommendation will come from all the corners, but we have been called. Remember the prayer life of the so-called Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. He was the fourth king of Judah. It was not known why three nations, decided to attack him. From nowhere, the whole country was put into a state of shock, but he did not know what to do. But we have been told he decided to turn to God. He was the king giving the leadership. He was the fourth king. And three nations came together with an intention to attack him. He could not understand why. He demonstrated how to seek God in the midst of all the confusion. Remember, only a life lived for others is what they're talking about. This king, he was safe himself, but the entire nation was not safe. Leaders flourish in the times of the crisis. our readership, and we thank God for our president, Uhuru Muigai Kenyatta, for calling the whole nation to come together, because the readers flourish well during the crisis. When there are no crises, we cannot talk about you. There are four basic truths about seeking God that we take from this king of Judah. Four things that we need to think about. One, he realized his helplessness. And when you realize your helplessness, what do you do as a Christian? He openly declared no power against his great multitude. He confessed, I cannot make it on my own. He acknowledged that no, he could not deal with the situation. He admitted that he was helpless. Helplessness is not a hindrance to prayer. But this king, after realizing his helplessness, he turned to God. As a nation, we are being called by the head of the state. We are being called by this king. And for your information, this king, Jehoshaphat, was the fourth king of Judah. We thank God for Uhuru Muigai Kenyatta, who is the fourth president of this country, calling the entire nation to come together, for this is the way. Another thing that we need to think about, focus on God's character. When you focus on what people are saying and they have written, you're going to not make it. He stood before the citizens of Judah and led them in a prayer. He exhorted and concentrated on God's character. He pleaded. The character of God consumed him. And those who know your name will put their trust in him. And that's what this king did. We are being told he focused on God's character. He is all-knowing. He is all-powerful. He focused. He is so sovereign. He decided to declare his sovereignty. Number three about this king, he committed himself to seeking the Lord. Not a matter of telling other people to go and pray. He committed himself. He called the entire nation. He assembled them. And he spoke to them. And all of them took the possession. He could have started mobilizing the army. He could have done it that way as a king, given the mandate of that nation. But we are being told he mobilized his people to come together. He set himself to seek the Lord. He was so committed to praying and waiting upon the Lord. The citizens followed their king. When the king led by example, people came in. Men and women. Where is Jehoshaphat during our time? Men and women at our levels. Jesus said not only to ask, but also to seek and knock. This king assembled the whole nation. And finally, because there are four things about Jehoshaphat, be obedient to God's leading. When he sought God through the prayer, he had to wait for God's leading. When you seek God in crisis, listen to his leading. He might grant you specific insight in what to do. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself. There are three kings that are coming to fight you. And he was told, don't do much. Position yourself. The key is to reason and to obey. Brothers and sisters, fellow Kenyans, which voice are we listening? There are so many voices about coronavirus. Are we listening? Even the WHO, among the many advisories that they gave, they forgot to talk about the prayer. And that's where we belong. We are a family of faith. In the midst of crisis, strive to obey God as he leads you. This king obeyed God. Rather than lining up the army, he decided to bring the choir ahead. You can imagine it was so ridiculous. It has never happened that way. But God speak. When we listen to the voice of the Lord, whatever the read through he may tell you. And that's why even the Kenyan government is telling Kenyans what to do and what not to do. King Jehoshaphat, he was told, instead of putting the army ahead, put the choir, position yourself, for this is not your battle. This battle belongs to me. Am I talking to somebody? The Lord is speaking. He was told specifically. And God can deal with different scenario in different manner. Even coronavirus is not like terrorism. It is not like HIV AIDS. It's not like a tsunami. God wants to deal with this one in a specific manner. God fought for them. Remember, this battle was on as a result of the prayer and the praises. Even this time, brothers and sisters, let us not stop to praise the Almighty. Let us not stop praying. Let us be alert. Let us be like this king. God fought for them. When God confronted you with a crisis, please desire to sort him. King Jehoshaphat, being a man with a leadership, he did what the Lord told him to do. When the righteous cry, Psalms number 34, verse 17, the Lord hears there and deliver them. Let us remember, he put it very clearly, my thoughts and my ways are not yours. You don't know what I'm doing. In his providence, the Lord God is talking to us. Even though I walk through the valley of death, I will not fear, for you are with me. As Kenyans and the whole world at large, even though we look like we are walking on valleys of death, we don't know what is likely to come. Let us remember, the Lord God is with us. Those who seek me will find me. That's what the Lord is saying. Those who seek me will find me. And that's what happened to Jehoshaphat, the king. The Lord God is looking at us. All is not lost. And I request you now you stand so that you may say a prayer. All is not lost. The Lord God is looking at us. And those who seek him, they will fight him. That's what he's telling us. This king mobilized the whole nation. He did specifically what he was told to do. Brother, sister, young and old, mighty, and those that are without any possession, let us all remember the common denominator. We belong to this world, and the Lord God is with us. All is not lost. The crisis will come and go. This is a tsunami of our time. It's so unique. It is there. And anything that come on our way, the Almighty God is ready to minister to us. Let us pray. Dear mighty God, we continue to trust in you. Your name is like a tower where the righteous run, and dear mighty Father, you spare them. God in heaven, we can hear the weight that is being felt the whole world. As we continue to talk, dear mighty Father, about the coronavirus, dear mighty God, we cannot make it on our own. We rely on your providence. We rely on your mighty Father, your provisions, that you may minister to our soul. We appreciate this, Father, that you have taken us, dear mighty Father, and there is nothing that we can take for granted. Dear mighty Father, unto thee we release ourselves. Minister to our soul. Help us to stand to our faith. Help us to call upon you. Help us to trust in you, dear mighty Father. This is not our battle. We want to take the possession, dear mighty Father, for the battle belongs to you. What is humanly possible has been said, has been recommended. Dear mighty Father, you have the final word. Minister to our soul. See us through, dear mighty Father, in all that we do. And upon everything being said and done, let your will be done. Dear mighty Father, we thank you even for this service and even for the royal media for coming, dear mighty Father, to share and to cover this service, dear mighty Father, that we may tell the whole world there is God in heaven, God that will never forsake us, God who will keep us in our faith, God who is faithful at all time, God of all the time, we call upon you. We release ourselves unto you that you may minister to us. Hear our prayer. For this we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.